As we've been hearing, the fiscal cliff is getting all of the attention, but our next guest says that what we should really be worried about is the expanding consumer debt. Anthony Randazzo is Director of Economic Research at the Reason Foundation. Anthony, why do you think that this should really be the focus right now? What are we really talking about here?
We're talking about credit card debt, we're talking about student loans, and a lot of this, you know, we're just talking about private debt beyond just consumer credit. That's mortgage debt, which is not deleveraging as fast as housing prices are. So going into 2013, we're going to have a lot of people that are paying down debt, which means they're not spending money in the economy. And more importantly, we have a lot of businesses that are going to be paying down their debt as opposed to expanding their businesses and hiring people.
But the idea with this tax increase, it's supposed to mostly affect wealthier Americans. And obviously, we don't have a threshold 250 for families. But my point to you, Anthony, I'm sure this isn't a surprising question to you, is that these are people that can handle a debt burden. So you can increase their taxes.
Some people, you can increase their taxes and sure they can handle it. But a lot of those people that are in that category above 250,000, those are businesses. Raising taxes on those businesses means that they're going to pay down their debt even slower. I mean, we haven't seen businesses expanding over the past couple of years.
And they can refinance that debt.
Yeah, they can refinance that debt. They're not refinancing that debt. They haven't been borrowing. If you look at the past couple of years, entrepreneurship is on the decline. People are not expanding their businesses. We know that the job market is still really, really bad. Regulatory uncertainty is a huge part of it. The broad sense that the economy is not really going anywhere. Raising taxes on individuals, raising taxes on businesses doesn't move us anywhere, doesn't move us forward. But the reason why is because there is that debt to pay down. So the fiscal cliff is important, but it's on top of the fact that consumer debt and mortgage debt's really high.
And we're talking just about small business, because on the corporate level, the big public companies, refinancing's about it at an all-time high right now.
That's a whole different ballgame. We're talking about small businesses, any businesses that are run off of household balance sheets.
I thought consumer debt was falling, though, because people were, borrowing less, spending less, because they, things are bad.
So credit card debt has fallen a little bit, but consumer debt is at its highest peak in history right now. We were falling until 2010. We're now up to $2.7 trillion in consumer debt, which is the highest point we've ever been at in America.
So how do you quantify that that's a bigger problem than the fiscal cliff? I mean, how do you even compare those two things?
Well, one thing we have to know is that, cutting spending, which is a part of the fiscal cliff, that's an important thing. That we have to go through a period of austerity. We have to lower the amount of spending the government does.
But everybody says we're just going to be like Europe and Greece. You cut spending, it stalls the economy.
That's going to have a short-term impact. Sure, you're going to have some defense people that are going to lose their jobs. But the broader picture is, for the next several years, there is a lot of debt that we built up during the bubble that still has to go away. The fiscal cliff, that's a short term, the first couple months going into 2013, if it has any kind of negative impact on the economy, it's worth it to get through that. Consumer debt and mortgage debt is a long way to go.
So when you look at the retail sales number that came out for October, it was a huge disappointment, rose much less than expected. So do you look at that perhaps as good news according to your theory about consumer debt, that people aren't spending money?
To a certain degree, I mean, it's good that credit card debt isn't spiking, because that's just like another, bubble. But to a certain degree, we don't want people to just be going out and spending just to sort of like create sort of temporary, bump in the economy. Mm-hmm. But the reality is that waiting through that process of not spending, of maybe less money spent on Christmas presents.
Where's the sweet spot, though, right? Because you need consumer spending for a strong economy. It's like chicken and the egg situation. So for an average person, what's your advice in terms of how much to save, how much to spend, to do their part for the good old
I mean, that's going to be different for every household. You got to look at what's wise. The simple fact of the matter is, the past decade.
What percentage of your income should you be saving versus spending?
I think the wise thing is you should be saving about 30%. But if you're saving 30% and you're taking on debt, that's going to actually rack up more interest payments.
That's right.
May be better to take that money and actually pay down your debt than to save in the near term.
Thank you so much.
Anthony Randazzo, thanks so much for coming on.
Okay.